Good morning, strong, gusty winds overnight across interior New York and New England, at times over 40 miles per hour, with a deep storm in the atmosphere, both at the surface and in the mid-levels over the Canadian Maritimes and northern New England. This storm is not moving much, so the weather pattern will remain persistent for the next several days. So we'll have mostly cloudy skies across a large part of interior New York and New England today. Winds at times will continue to gust over 30, maybe even 40 miles per hour. And with spokes of energy rotating around that deep storm, that could touch off scattered rain showers, maybe some wet snowflakes in the mountains, as some moisture is drawn in all the way around from the North Atlantic and into our region. Additional moisture producing clouds will move off the Great Lakes as well. Downwind of Lake Ontario will have a better chance of scattered showers into the afternoon. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, still the risk of a few showers, seasonably cold, down into the lower to mid-30s. And more of the same for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, seasonably cold, lower 50s, with a few passing showers. The storm system will only move slightly to the east on Wednesday and into the day Thursday. Still plenty of clouds and scattered showers around, and still breezy and chilly, with highs staying in the lower to mid-50s both Wednesday and Thursday before things improve a bit as we head toward the latter portion of the week. Storm will take more of a move off to the east on Friday, which will leave us with a little more in the way of sunshine, mixed with some clouds and milder temperatures as readings push up into the upper 50s, and then we'll break out into more sunshine and milder air for the weekend, with high temperatures on Saturday and Sunday in the lower 60s, although there is the risk of a few showers by late in the weekend on Sunday afternoon, with the next storm moving in from the Ohio Valley. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across the far eastern Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and southern plains. Forecasts show strong directional shear of 45 to 55 knots in the low levels of the atmosphere, suggesting the environment will easily support supercell development. The instability and shear should be more than favorable for large hail. The more intense supercells will be capable of producing hail greater than 2 inches in diameter. The directional shear in the low levels should also be sufficient for tornadoes. As storms expand in coverage and move south-southeastward, the convective system should become increasingly linear, with the wind damage threat gradually developing across southwest Oklahoma and northwest Texas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Pasco, Washington, at 10:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. The last report of hail was at Kushiro Airport in Japan at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There was one daily record high set across the U.S. yesterday at Matagorda, Texas. The 88-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1929 by 1 degree. There were 5 daily record lows at Baker, California. It was 35 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record set in 1999. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog, 21 degrees, with a west wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies with light rain and 42 degrees, the dew point 31, 65% relative humidity, a west wind at 21 miles per hour gusting to 36, and the barometer at 29.58 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 5 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy and windy with a few showers in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds and windy with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 34, the average temperature 47, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 13 hundredths for the month, which is 73 hundredths below normal, and 4.93 inches for the season, which is 3.93 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 18 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 165, and for the season, 4,829. The average high temperature at Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low 35, the record high 77 set in 1991 and the record low 16 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:23 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:31 p.m., 13 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with scattered showers and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with scattered showers and highs near 50. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, and cool today with scattered showers and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers and highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, seasonably cold, more scattered showers in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, still breezy, still chilly with scattered showers, lower 50s again. A bit more sunshine Thursday, still the risk of a shower and still breezy and chilly, lower to mid 50s. Milder Friday, partly sunny, upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday, lower 60s. And a chance of a shower late day Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with highs again in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.